You are joining us here on the TTPA, Tani Talks Pirkei Avos, the Shir, where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We're looking at Chapter 4, Paragraph 14, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Dalet, here on Season 6 of the TTPA with the Mishnah elucidated. Ramina Harai Omer Hevigola Lemekom Torah Ve'al Tomer Shehita Vo'acharecha Shechaverecha Yikayimuha Biyedecha Ve'el Binascha Al Tisha'in. Rabbi Naharai says, exile yourself to a place of Torah. If there are no Torah scholars in your city from whom to learn, leave home and go to a place where there is a Torah teacher, as Rav and Rashi point out. Even if you have to leave your family and life in your new surroundings and it will be more difficult, be prepared to live in exile without family and comforts in order to find a good teacher, as the Medrash Shmuel and Tiferes Yisrael Boaz points out. You need to leave and exile yourself to a place of Torah, and do not say to yourself that the Torah will come after you. Do not remain where you are on the assumption that a Torah scholar will eventually move to your town and be able to teach you, Rav and Rashi point out. Even if this does happen, eventually every day spent without a Torah teacher is lost forever, as the Meiri points out. And don't think that your colleagues will preserve it for you either. Do not say that your friends who went elsewhere to study will be able to answer all your Torah questions when they return home and teach you what they learn. Hearing something secondhand is not the same as hearing it directly from a teacher, as Rav and Rabbeinu Yonah point out. So don't think that the Torah will come after you. Your colleagues will preserve it for you, and do not rely on your own understanding, as the phrase from Mishlei explains in 3:5. Do not say that you will be able to understand in greater depth the things that you have already learned because you are naturally wise. Even this must be learned from a teacher, Rashi points out. Others explain this mission to refer to someone who is already a scholar. Even so, he should make sure to live in a place where Torah flourishes, and there are many other scholars, even if he must leave his city and go somewhere else to live. The reason for this is Shechaverecha Yikayimuha Biyadecha, for it is your colleagues who will establish it for you. Your knowledge and understanding will constantly be sharpened by discussing and debating the meanings of things with your colleagues. Do not assume this because you are wise, you will reach this level of understanding on your own, as Rav points out in the second explanation. So sometimes we might have to push ourselves to a little bit of a different area, a little bit of a different place, but make sure where you go, there is good Torah, and there is good learning, there is good ches, and there is good mitzvahs coming about. If you have to exile yourself, make sure to surround yourself with the proper supports, the proper surroundings, the proper abilities, such as a beis medrash and a shul, and a community that can help you and can guide you and make sure that you're uplifted in your days. If you exile yourself to a spiritually dead place, you're asking for trouble, and you can't expect that a rav will come after you, that a Torah leader will come after you, and that the community will come after you, or the people, your friends, will come after you. You have to make sure to set up for yourself a system in place that you have the supports, you have the ability, you have the people helping you involved in your life in your own place. Join us next time where we talk about the idea of how we can explain the age-old question, good things happening to bad people and bad things happening to good people, here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.